Chapter 4. Tom's Story, An Overflowing Bucket.
As you listen to this program, you may be wondering, isn't being positive or negative genetic and somewhat hard to change? The short answer is yes. We all know people who seem to be, and probably are, born with a negative predisposition. And you undoubtedly have met people who seem innately, irrepressibly positive. The scientific community has varying views on this matter. Some studies suggest that positivity and negativity are primarily rooted in nature. Others argue for nurture. The most common theory right now is that both nature and nurture make a significant, and possibly equal, contribution. Noted psychologist Ed Diener describes how our capacity for happiness has a baseline measure, much like our physical weight. Just as some people are predisposed to be thin no matter what they eat, some have a natural tendency to be happier than others. But our level of positive emotions can certainly rise or fall a great deal based on what happens to us over time. And it would not hurt most of us to go on a diet consisting of more positive emotions and fewer negative emotions. Regardless of an individual's innate starting point, regular bucket filling can increase his or her positive emotions. To illustrate the long-term impact, we decided to share a personal story.
A birthday present.
Shortly after we started working on this book, I realized that Don's birthday was right around the corner. Since we were creating a book about positive emotions, I decided to write him a letter detailing the importance of bucket filling in my own life. I figured this birthday present would have more meaning than a standard gift. And knowing that Don was facing an uphill battle with cancer, I thought this was the right time to express my appreciation and gratitude. When I was young, I remember Don saying that we should gather to celebrate all the great things that a person has done while they're still around to be a part of the celebration. When he went to funerals, it bothered him that so many people waited until they were eulogizing a loved one to liberally fill his or her bucket. "Why not do this while they are alive?" he would ask. So on Don's 79th birthday, I shared my personal story with him. When he read it, he was moved to tears. A few days later, Don asked if I would consider sharing my story in this book. He thought it would be a good illustration of continuous bucket filling, and I agreed.